timelessness.
Ah, the roaring center of power coming through. Timelessness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, bringing you timelessness. Yes, timelessness. What a marvelous thought. We live in a world where now is the most important thing for us to consider. We live in a world where if we think about the now and live in the now, we live a very exciting life. If we live in the future or in the past, we're living a false life. We're living a life that does not exist. Or we place ourselves so presently in the past that we're not living in the present anymore, and we are not enjoying this present experience that we have. There are some people who are in mental institutions who live so completely and so totally in the past that they're not aware that they're living in the present. They're not aware that the present is something quite wonderful and quite magical for them. And of course, because they're living in an area where they're not aware that something is quite magical for them, they have the problem of experiencing it and knowing it. And how do they experience it and how do they know it? Well, they experience it and know it in just one way, by recognizing that when they are with other people around them, they're not quite totally happy, you know. And because they're with other people who are around them and they're not quite totally happy, then they feel something is amiss. And truly it is. Now, what is it that is amiss? What is amiss is the most wonderful thing in the world, and that is the presence, the awareness of who and what they are right now. Who and what are you right now? Are you the fulfillment of whatever it is that you believe about yourself? Are you that fulfillment? Are you that fulfillment of recognizing the allness and the isness and the what-have-you-ness of what you are? Well, if you are, then you are living it in a beautifully, bountifully, wonderfully positive way, and it is exciting and very exciting. Now think of this for yourself. What is it that really is important for you? What is it that is really important for you? Is it important for you to be having an experience that tells you that you're wonderful? Is it wonderful to be aware that you are a fulfilled, beautiful, magnificent center of truth and life and love? Well, timelessness certainly does make that happen in our world, doesn't it? Timelessness makes us feel that we are something very, very special, something very, very wonderful. And this timelessness is sort of an indescribable feature. I like to think I'm living in the timelessness when I live so totally in the present, so wonderfully in the present, so beautifully in the present, that everything I'm doing is just a fulfillment of all that I am. We have a young man who is a member of our student body, and his name is Endless. And he comes to us from Nigeria, and it's a name he chose for himself. After he was born, he chose the name Endless for himself. Well, now, with that name Endless, he forgot that when he made out his passport, the word Endless should be on there too. He used it so naturally and so normally for himself in the timelessness that he thought that surely everybody knew that he was Endless. And so he had his immigration papers and his naturalization papers and his passport changed to include the name Endless, because that to him was a very important name. We might call it a nickname. We might call it a name of love, a name of recognition of who and what he was. But the fact is, he was endless, and he is endless. He has a heart as big as all out of doors, and he reaches out to his world by sharing and giving and being in the timelessness of now. And every moment he feels that he is doing the very things that he's thinking about. When he's working on his passport, he is working on it so 100% he is timeless in that. His name perhaps might better be said to be timeless rather than endless, but timeless and endless have a great deal in common. Think about these things for yourself. What does timeless mean to you? Does timeless mean that there is no time? Then you've got the message. Because timeless means there is no time. There is only, as we have been talking about so much, the here and the now. As we live in the now, as I live in the now, I am timeless. I am ageless. I am beginningless and endless. I am the allness, and it's a wonderful thing. You can live in the timelessness now, too, and you really are. For every moment that you live in recognition that this is a now moment, you are living in the timelessness, and you are ageless, and you are beginningless and endless, and you are wonderful. A little bit of absolute philosophy, philosophizing, perhaps meaningless, perhaps very meaningful. It all depends on where you are in the timelessness of time. Have a lovely journey in your experience of life, and know that I love you, and I love you, I love you.